Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
Mr. Van Morrison bringing this back. One of his classics, one of my favorites. That's Moon Dance. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Michael Sollers is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-founder, president, CEO of E Pluribus Partners, author of the new book, Connection Culture, co-author, I guess I should say, right, Mike? Mike, I need your website too, please.
ConnectionCulture.com.
All right, so check that out. It's also the title of the book. And you can find his column in a number of different places. Just Google him, Michael Stoller, two L's in the middle there. Michael, we're talking about operational, organizational humility and how that can lead to improving your success. In the previous segment, we were just about to talk about two or three ways to do that. We'd pointed out the fact that that if you can have a little humility, that's actually a success practice, a management practice, and you were going to tell us how to make that into a practice. And the first point you made as we went to the break is put your cards on the table. So tell us what that means.
Well, there's two ways of thinking about this, Jim. You know, a lot of people will say get them to share their ideas first, and this is counterintuitive, but what I have found that if you genuinely want to hear their ideas and you have humility, then if you put your cards on the table first, they've learned from life that it's safe to disagree.
Right.
And so if they see from you, if you're open, put your cards on the table and share what you're thinking first and then ask them, you know, what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from my thinking. That's what I call the second step, stress test your thinking. That over time, if they see you listen to their ideas and implement the best ones, you build trust with them.
So do you go to them and say, okay, this is something I've been thinking about. I don't have all the answers. This is how far I've gotten, and I'd like to know what you guys think about it. Let's put our heads together and come up with something we can all live with.
Yeah,
and when you say all live with, That's stipulating that this is not a democracy.
Right.
And all of us have to live with this. Go ahead.
Know that. So,
go ahead.
And so let's take an example. How about suppose you want to increase revenues? And, I think of Tasty Bakery, which you know of, right, in suburban Chicago. They did this, and it led to creating new businesses. They got their employees together. They said, we want to put our heads together, and how can we increase revenues? People came up with ideas, and they actually accepted one and expanded probably more than one, I'm sure, over time. But they got people thinking. Number one, you know, we have these brains that we need to put to use. When we don't put them to use, you know, people kind of check out. And so it gets them thinking, not only when you have that meeting, but in between the times that you have meetings, it gets them thinking about how to improve the business. Mm-hmm. And you want them in that mindset. And over time, they'll start to pick up the phone and call you or email you or jot you a note about things they see that you can improve as a team. And so you're going in front of them and you're sharing what you're thinking. Here's
right.
some things I have on my mind, but I don't have a monopoly on good ideas. So what's right, what's wrong, what's missing from my thinking? What ideas do you have?
Mm-hmm.
And you listen, you have somebody who takes good notes that capture everything, who's sharing, what they're sharing, and it's not a time you just thank people for their contributions, you don't argue or disagree,
right.
You just listen and capture the ideas. That's the second thing.
And keep it positive.
Keep it positive.
Keep it positive. Even if you don't use someone's idea, thank them and say good job, and then just move on. All right, what's next?
And just a warning, because if somebody challenges something that you've done in the business before, it's just human nature that we want to strike back.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so we really have to be on guard to hold our tongue.
Right.
and keep it positive.
Especially
like
if they offer something that you've already tried, didn't work, and you paid, and you're still making payments on it. It's kind of hard to hold that back. All right, what's the next step?
The last step is just to then take that writing, reflect on it, go through, consider what was shared, and try to pick out a few ideas that you can implement and give people credit for that. So follow up in writing, if at all possible, and say, here's what I heard, here's what I'm going to act on, and here's what's on my radar screen now that I'm going to consider for the future.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to be negative. You can just you can avoid negativism entirely. Mm-hmm. Focus on the positive. When you implement and give people credit for those ideas, you'll find it will shift their mindset. So over time, they'll start to bring good ideas to you.
Mm-hmm. And
it really expands your mind.
And they'll start bringing them to you with a little bit of an understanding about how to connect with you on these ideas, and hopefully bring you not only an idea but a way to make it happen. Right.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you can have a meeting like this on how to execute
mm-hmm.
better.
Yep. Just like don't bring me a problem without bringing me a solution. That same kind of thing.
Right.
I need you to don't just think of an idea. Think of the next thing for that idea, and that'll get your folks thinking. And that's how you get the brain power out of your organization. And that's why you hire smart people. Mike, I need your website, please.
ConnectionCulture.com.
That's also the name of the new book. And Michael Stollard is at that website, and he's on FoxBusiness.com also. And entrepreneur.com and a bunch of other places. Michael, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Great to be with you.
See you next time. Michael Stollard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.